That's a little bit of a performance of a tune called Hope from a single released by the brilliant Twin Cities artist Kavyesh Kavaraj. He's one in a whole slew of performers that are going to be featured at the upcoming Twin Cities Jazz Festival. And to get more on that story in a Jazz 88 exclusive, I've got Dana Martinez joining me. She's the executive director of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Good morning, Dana. It's good to see you again.
Oh, good morning, Peter. Thanks so much for having me. This is exciting. Happy International Jazz Day.
Oh, you know what? I actually let that entirely elude me. So that's appropriate that you're here with us. So there's going to be two stages at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Now, you were here a few months ago and you announced the headliners, singer Karen Allison, vibraphonist Stephen Harris, violinist Regina Carter, and saxophonist Joe Lovano. Now, tell me about Friday night. There's going to be two stages. First of all, the Jazz 88 main stage. Who are you excited about?
Yeah. So we've got the two stages in Mears Park. I am really excited about an artist named Claudia Medina. She's coming. She was actually here for a time. She's originally from Peru, went to Berkeley, came to the Twin Cities for a time, and then moved to LA. She's coming back. She's actually working with Walker West and their Women in Jazz retreat that week, and she'll do a performance at 4 o'clock on Friday, June 21st, Claudia Medina's Peruvian project. Really excited about that.
Now, also on Friday night on the United Healthcare Jazz Stage at 5th Street off Mears Park is a couple of other groups. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah. So United Healthcare Stage is actually a dance stage. So that's where you go to dance to the music. We've got a dance floor. We'll have a dance instructor, as a matter of fact, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And that night on Friday, we have Gypsy Mania Hot Club Quartet at 5, and then the ever popular Jack Brass Band at 7:30. It's going to be a great time.
Now I see there's a Jazz 88 MPSvoices.com stage. Do you want to talk about what's happening there on Friday?
Yeah, that's at Twin Cities PBS, which is just a block and a half away from Mears Park. And during the day, we're going to have youth performances on that stage. We're kind of working on that youth performance schedule, and we'll have that up on our website very soon. But that evening, we have the great group Take That Back at 7 o'clock. And then we have Connie Abingson performing with a combo, but on piano will be John Weber, who's been a longtime friend and great artist of the Jazz Festival. She's going to be Connie's going to be performing at 8:45, so that's going to be really great.
Now, rounding out the offerings on Friday, this is actually a little earlier in the day. We're not quite going in order here, but that's okay. Walker West Music Academy, you've got two performances scheduled. The first is by one of the headliners, vocalist Karen Allison, and who's coming up later that day?
Well, you know, we've got the Walker West Women in Jazz combo, a big band combo. We'll see what it turns out to be. This is a stage that's sponsored by Walker West Music Academy. It's a youth stage at, it's called Saint City. It used to be called Creators Cup. And it's just, again, a block away from Mears Park. But we'll have some great youth ensembles on that stage. And this Women in Jazz performance is a culmination of the retreat that Walker West is having again that week. So I'm excited about that as well.
Now, there's a lot to keep track of here. So if you want to go back and kind of review all the things you hear about, you could find that at what? TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com.
And, you know, we're going to have all kinds of other venues besides the two the stages that we just mentioned throughout St. Paul, throughout Lower Town and beyond. We've got some great venues that are participating this year. Some new ones, too.
All right, so let's talk about Saturday. First of all, you've got offerings all day at the Jazz 88 main stage in Mears Park on the 22nd. Talk about what we can see that day.
Well, you know, we're starting out the day on the Jazz 88 main stage with youth performances from the advanced ensembles from Walker West Music Academy and McPhail Center for Music, great partners in our education program. Then we've got Kavyesh Kavaraj. I cannot wait to have him on the main stage. 2 o'clock with his quintet. He's just an amazing piano player, and he'll have some phenomenal musicians with him. And then 4 o'clock, I'm really excited about this too. We're working really deeply with Walker West this year, and they have created a group called the Jazz Women Collective, and they're going to do a chronology of jazz matriarchy. for their 4 o'clock set on the main stage. It's going to be really interesting. They're going to history and some great performances. Some phenomenal young jazz musicians will be performing on that stage. And then, of course, we have Joe Lovano and Regina Carter to round out the day there on Saturday, June 22nd.
Now, on the United Healthcare Jazz Stage, there's a group called the Avant Garde at 3 p.m.
Yes, that's going to be really interesting. It's led by Chadwick Phillips, who is a great producer in town here. And he's going to have kind of an R&B jazz set there with some great singers from here in town. That's at 3 o'clock. And then we'll have, again, a popular group, Salsa del Sol. We're going to have some salsa dancing. Again, we'll have that dance instructor out there. If you don't feel comfortable, he or she will teach you how to dance salsa. And then we'll round out the evening there on the United Healthcare stage with Swinging on a Star, some swing dancing.
So, and then not to neglect the other two locations where music is going to be on offer on Saturday the 22nd. So first of all, let's talk about the Jazz88MPSVoices.com stage at Twin Cities PBS on Saturday.
Yes, and we're going to have a really wonderful group, Courtney Burton and Courts in Session at 5:30. And then the ever-talented Omar Abdul-Karim, trumpet player. He'll be on the stage with his quartet at 7:15. And then we've got a great pianist from New York. She was actually supposed to be part of the 2020 Jazz Fest, but we know what happened with that. But she's coming to perform on the Twin Cities PBS stage with her trio at 9 o'clock. And then we have the Walker West Music Academy Youth Stage at Saint City. We'll have youth performances again during the day. And we're going to end the day with the Minnesota Hard Bop Collective Sit-In Series, where they bring in, where they invite young musicians to sit in with their combo. A lot of fun.
So as you heard, there's going to be even more details to be worked out with a few of the stages, you know, with respect to some of the local groups, the youth groups and things like that.
Yeah.
So if you want to review any of this, check out the schedule of what's happening at the various venues. Go to TwinCitiesJazzFestival.com. I want to thank Dana Martinez once again for showing up early this morning to talk about this exciting jazz festival, which you can hear parts of broadcast on Jazz 88, too. I don't want to neglect to mention that. So lots of exciting stuff coming up in June. Thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you so much. And I want to quickly thank AARP Minnesota for being our presenting sponsor as well. Thank you.